Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Phibbs is back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a member of our Brain Trust. He is the retail doctor, and he's a speaker and a coach and a guide for people out there who are trying to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. He's also the author of You Can Compete, now in its second edition. And he's our good friend, Bob Phibbs. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
Bob, you're out there where the rubber meets the road, especially in retail. And one of the things I've been talking about quite a bit lately is what I'm that we're in an era that I'm calling the age of the customer. We're emerging. We're leaving the age of the seller, where the seller had more control over more of the elements of the relationship, into an era when the customer has more control, more of the elements, primarily because of the shift in information. The seller now has the ability, maybe not the inclination, but the ability to be more informed about what we sell them. And so my question to you is, isn't it time for small business owners to start recognizing this and training their salespeople to be prepared for a higher level of informed customer prospect? What do you think?
Well, I like that, Jim. I mean, I have no argument with that. I guess I would come back to if that's the case, then if your B2B model has been we just dazzle them with all of our features of our products, then realize they already got that. So why do I need a sales rep? And let's face it, there's an awful lot of people who have fired their sales reps to save money, and they just figure, well, everything's online nowadays. What do we need it? And
let's use a car dealer as an example. I think you would agree with me that within 5 years, if you buy a car, an awful lot of that transaction will happen online. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with you on
you
that.
You don't? Okay. I think that will be the case. And we'll come back and see who's right on that in a few years.
Call me in 5 years today.
We'll do that. But my point is, but still, if you go to a car dealer.
Why do you think that?
Right now, if you can go to any of the car dealer websites. You can build your car. You can look at all the features. You know what this feature package and that feature package is. You can literally build your car, color and all. And the company will send you the specs, then you could walk down to the dealer and say, okay, here's my car. How much is this going to cost me? The website will actually tell you how much it should cost you.
That's great.
So my point
is,
I'm just saying that if I show up like that, that salesperson has to be prepared to deal with me rather than saying, okay, Jim, here's a car.
Well, what would my role be as a salesperson at that point?
Well, you still got to, maybe when I sit in the car, maybe it's not what I don't like the way it feels. I mean, there's still a role. My point is not that there's not a role for a salesperson. It's just that don't we need to train our people to be prepared for a more informed customer? And I'm concerned that that's not happening.
And you want me to say yes?
I want you to say
so
whatever.
Say yes.
No, I want you to say whatever you think. You can disagree with me.
I think that you're right in that respect. I think the thing that we have so gotten away from it is the actual people skills. Look, you know, I bought a Buick Enclave last year. That's an expensive machine.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the greatest experience in my car dealership, which always surprises me that here we are in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and it's still kind of like set in the 80s. But the reality is I'm not sure they will get my business a second time because I put a lot of money and I expect to be wined and dined. So you contrast that scenario with the way customers are when we walk into Starbucks. You know, I want a half-calf soy latte extra hot, and it's a $4 cup of coffee.
Right.
But we want so much control on it, it has nothing to do with the sales ability, but how do we make it a a fun place so that the baristas don't just feel like drones. I go that place.
But see, you're making my point.
Devalue us as people, then how are we going to keep employees in that world? Because if it really does feel like one step up from point and click, Jim, then I don't want to work there. Do you?
Well, now notice, you're making my point, though, I think. Because
what you
came to that car dealership expecting a lot more than you got. And I'm saying that we need to be careful. You know, your experience is what a lot of people are experiencing in a lot of different areas out there. You are a more informed customer, you have higher standards, you have higher expectations than you did maybe 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And what I'm saying is I'm concerned that we're not training our salespeople to be prepared to meet those expectations.
Well, that's true. But I'd done all that stuff online and knew the vehicle. So to your point, I already had all that stuff. Where they fell short wasn't in that I was better informed. They fell short that there was a person in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep coming back to. So it's the people skills. I think every business right now has gotten so complacent, and it's not 2006 or 2007 when money was kind of floating around and it could cover a mask of
just open the door, and be successful. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, and you said you were a great business person, and now it's all, oh, it's the economy, it's Obama, it's fill in the blank, when you can't have it both ways, right? So it's either take responsibility and say, I got to fix it, and usually it comes all the way back to the selling process, and I think we've so devalued our employees, I think we've so devalued our customers that a lot of people think, you know, when I ask people, I did a speech in Boston a couple of weeks ago, and after my presentation, this woman goes, well, I do all that already. And so I just said, really? She goes, yeah, I do everything you say. I said, great, then why don't I mystery shop you tonight?
Right.
And I said, so why do you say that? Is it like putting up your hand and saying I don't have to change? Because, you know, the economy is the recession was a terrible thing to waste. Because that's usually the time we get back to basics and go, what do I need to focus on? I need to get more out of whoever comes in, and I need to get more of them to tell their friends. And that's the simple message in 2011. It's not being on Facebook or anything else. It's like raise that average check, get more things out, and get more people to talk about you in a positive way. And that takes basic selling skills, I think. It's not a mystery.
I completely agree. And you know, folks, in a weird way, we're saying the same thing. We're just coming at it from different approaches. Both of us are saying that we need to pay a little more attention to our salespeople and to anybody who's touching a customer. 10:20 after the hour. Right back with Bob Phibbs. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.